It's just before 7 a.m. This Sycamore neighborhood is still quiet. Tim Swanberg pulls into a paved spot near Nancy Dobble's home. Nancy greets him, and they both don crisp Nippon Shario polos.
They must be calling each other. Are you wearing blue today?
They're waiting on the last member of their carpool group, Cindy Blanchard of Cortland. Tim loads a homemade breakfast into Nancy's trunk.
Okay.
The carpoolers will share the meal in the break room once they get to Rochelle. No one knows what Tim has cooked up, but they may catch a whiff on the drive to work. Once at work, Nancy adds some good-natured teasing when she explains how long it takes the group to get to Rochelle.
Oh, sometimes it depends. Cindy's driving 30 minutes. If Tim is driving, it takes a little bit longer.
Tim says he's grateful for the carpool.
You know, it passes the time quickly. You know, driving so many years by myself is boring.
Saving on gas is one of the major benefits of this arrangement, but Cindy says there's another factor for her.
I have four kids, so, you know, when I go home, it's always very dramatic because I have a 15-year-old all the way down to a 6-year-old, all girls, so it's kind of a nice de-stress time. They have older kids, so they can kind of tell me what they can remember and then also tell me what I'm going to be experiencing in the years to come. So,
yeah.
For others, the drive to Rochelle is more solitary and much longer.
I get up at 3:45 a.m. I take my dog for a walk, get washed up, showered, ready for work.
Pete Kazmarek drives more than an hour each way to work in Rochelle. He lives near Elkhorn, Wisconsin. His wife drives nearly as far each day to her job in Milwaukee. Kazmarek doesn't mind the daily trek.
For so many years, I was within 15, 20 minutes of where I worked. And I would always take it home. Now with this little longer drive, I seem a little more relaxed by the time I get there because I've let the day run out of me.
He says some days it can be difficult to hear the alarm buzzing, but there's always a reason for him to get out of bed.
You know, I mean, so there's job satisfaction involved in this too. It's not just always pay, you know. I mean, you have to think, as you know, am I bored? Am I going to be interested in what I'm doing?
Chris Nielsen also drives from Wisconsin to Rochelle each day. He says he's at a time in his life when driving the long distance isn't such a big deal.
There's a limit, you know, and I'd say this is about the upper edge of that limit of commute time. But my kids are grown, you know, so it's just my wife and I. So if I was still trying to get to school events and things, that was a challenge, even though I was just driving an hour each way.
He says he's willing to commute the long distance to keep his current lifestyle.
I just love the peace and quiet. Not to say I couldn't find country living someplace else, but you know, to move closer to Rochelle, yeah, I suppose I could, but yeah, I'm pretty deeply rooted.
Commuting across northern Illinois quickly lost its appeal for Joel Francis. For about 6 months, he drove his truck each day from Rock Falls to Rochelle.
After a long day, you know, putting in overtime and everything, driving home, you get tired, and the price of gas cost me $100 a week in gas to drive here.
Enough was enough, and he sold his home and now lives within 10 minutes of his job. He says he doesn't fret during the winter about poor roads and fluctuating gas prices no longer faze him.
If you have to get ready and drive for almost an hour to get to work and go home every night, it wears on you. It's so much nicer living here in town.
Many roads may lead to Rochelle, but exactly which one to take and for how long seems to depend on the worker. I'm Jenna Dooley.